Ronald is 11. He's in the buggy with his father, west of town. We're going to stop by and say hello to Mr. Wieland, Grandpa says. I like to visit with him when I can. He has a handicap, too, and turned to farming as I did, but his handicap is not the same as mine. He has no legs. Ronald is astounded. He sticks his own legs out straight and shakes his head unbelievingly. How can he do it? Asks his father. Well, you shall see. And he is fortunate. He has a good wife and a flock of little lads and lasses to help him. He tells Ronald that Henry Wieland had a successful bakery in Chicago, but he had an illness called Berger's disease, and the doctors told him he had only a year to live. And he decided, says Grandpa, for the short year he had left to do what he'd always wanted to do. And so he sold his bakery and bought land in the Beloit area and livestock and started to farm. Grandpa tells how he heard about Mr. Wieland right after he'd arrived and had been one of his first visitors. He'd given him some help in selecting livestock after an unscrupulous farmer unloaded on him a half dozen horses with heaves. He told Mr. Wieland of his own mistakes and encouraged him. Mr. Wieland had had hard times. There were the horses lost. Then his crick fed Beckman's mill, and the dam backed up, making a swamp of his pasture. He'd lost more animals to the swamp, and he'd had to have both his legs amputated. First one, then a year later the other. Ronald looks puzzled, waggles one finger.
1 year, yes, that's what they said. But it's been 4 years so far, and he's prospering, both in his body and in his farming. The doctors have changed their minds. They see no reason now why he shouldn't live to a ripe old age, provided he doesn't fall out of the haymow.
Ronald shows astonishment. Haymow?
Yes, laughs his father. The last time I visited him, I saw him haul himself right up a ladder to the haymow.
Ronald is goggle-eyed as they drive into the Wieland farmyard. He scrambles out, looking all around for the no-legged farmer, while Grandpa hitches the horses to the gatepost. Mrs. Wieland comes out on the step and greets them. She says her husband's in the barn. Ronald follows his father through the Dutch door. He immediately sees the children. Nearby, a girl his age is milking. And at the end of the aisle of cows, a boy, somewhat older, is emptying a pail of milk into a milk can. A younger boy is in front of the cows, shoveling grain.
Here you are, my friend, shouts Grandpa.
Ronald sees an arm wave from between two cows as a voice booms, right here, Reverend. Ronald follows to stand before Mr. Wieland. He isn't sitting on a milking stool, but on a backless kitchen chair, with all four legs sawed off a few inches above the ground. He's a chunky, ruddy-faced man, looks even chunkier, like Humpty Dumpty, for he has no legs sticking out in front of him, only 6-inch stumps. His denim overalls are stitched neatly over the ends and disappear beneath him.
I've brought my lad Ronald to meet you, says Grandpa.
Ronald tries hard not to stare while introductions are made. The children are named Katie, Fred, and Robert. Henry and Walter are out fixing fences. Margaret is helping in the house. And Lillian, well, Lillian is the baby.
I have only Gussie here, an old blossom left to go, Mr. Wieland says.
He turns back to his work. Ronald notes how rapidly he milks. He finishes, lifts the partly filled pail, shoves it ahead under the cow, and then his hands grasp two blocks of wood that Ronald has not noticed till now, one on either side of his chair. They are 2x4s with holes cut through them to make handles. With powerful arms, Mr. Wieland launches himself off his chair, scoots the empty seat under the cow, then, ducking his head, swings himself under, too, grazing his shoulder on the udder. He plops down onto the seat in front of the next cow, adjusts the bucket, and begins to milk. Ronald is startled. But Gussie isn't startled at all. She goes right on munching grain. Nor is Blossom disturbed by the unorthodox arrival. Ronald has no eyes for the Wieland children doing their chores. His attention is riveted on Mr. Wieland.
You have a wonderful father, Mr. Wieland says.
I don't know what I'd have done without his help and encouragement every step of the way.
He told me what to do about bloat, and to plant corn when the oak leaves are as big as a squirrel's ear? And that hickory burns hottest in a wood stove? But to watch out for corn cobs. They burn so hot they can ruin your grate. But more than all that, he's been an inspiration. I always said if the Reverend can succeed without his hearing, then I can succeed without my legs. It doesn't take legs to milk a cow. At home, Ronald tells Trevor all about it. The next day, they saw off 2x4s and gouge them out to make handholds. They take turns swinging along. It's not easy, for their legs keep getting in the way. And it's also very hard on the wrists. Ronald carries the seat to the barn, sits cross-legged on it while he does the milking. It's awkward. He finishes Daisy, edges the pail to the side, slings the seat and scoots underneath her. Daisy is so startled that she kicks Ronald head over milk bucket into the gutter.